Hey everybody, and welcome to the Brothers Geek. The Brothers Geek. Yeah, I said that right.
Look, he's messing up now.
My brain farted, even though it didn't.
What are anyway, we doing? Is this a podcast?
We're we're geeky brothers who talk about geeky things. That's what we're doing. Oh. My name is Patrick Laporte. I am really just want VR to happen so I can play Dungeons and Dragons in the VR world and have the spells shoot out and it'll be great.
I love how real that one was.
Just one long one. Yeah.
And I'm Chris Laporte. I always start with a map, and I gave up on the second key. Won't spoil that for you yet, but if you know what I'm talking about, you know why I stopped.
Yeah, it's very true, very true. It's your favorite movie.
Oh, God.
And type of movie, as a matter of fact. Jeez. Chris, we just want to give a little bit of moment of silence for Stan Lee, specifically Stan Lee's blood that has been stolen, apparently, in order to forge signatures. Tell us about the story, Chris. Okay, so you know more than I do.
This is I was looking up stuff, and this came up on the feed, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? But apparently, it's already been reported, mainly by TMZ, which is, funny enough, a fairly reliable source of information, that Stan Lee had his blood stolen back in, October, and it's been coming out little by little. All this crazy stuff's been coming about Stan Lee.
Blood has been coming out little by
little. Little by little.
Oh no.
Don't worry, it's a small enough amount, he regenerates.
Okay. Yeah.
But I guess some of his finances may have been diminishing too. I don't know. It's some weird stuff going on, poor Stan Lee. A lot of people were worried about, okay, his blood was stolen. They're going to be what are people doing with this blood? Well, first of all, they're definitely cloning him.
Oh, for sure. Stan Lee will never... Disney needs those cameos for life.
How are they doing this? But it turns out that at a venue in Las Vegas... that was an official venue for Marvel as well, which makes this even more batshit crazy. It's not some backstreet deals going on here. They had a website that actually advertised this very legit thing of these comic books were stamped in Stan Lee's signature with Stan Lee's DNA. And they literally stamped these comic books with Stan Lee's blood. What the fuck is wrong with people?
What do they think they're going to accomplish by doing that besides just getting caught and presumably arrested? I don't know.
Right? Apparently, a former business associate of Stan Lee's forged medical documents to Stan Lee's personal nurse to drain several vials of blood from him.
And why do you need that much blood, man? It's just a stamp, but you don't need that much.
We gotta sell a lot, bro!
God.
Now, they were at first concerned that people were gonna sell pens with Stan Lee's blood as the substitute.
Oh my God. So you can sign Stan Lee's soul. So that's how you trick the devil. You're like, oh, devil, I'll sign my soul over to you, but it's not actually your blood. It's Stan Lee's blood.
Oh,
and
boy.
Stan Lee's soul gets sold to the devil over and over and over again. And the devil goes, something's amiss. I just have this one old guy screaming Excelsior at me over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. This place seems
And then Stanley looks up to Lucifer and he goes, "You remind me of a character I stole from DC." What was his name? Spawn?
And then Satan just has to sit there and listen to Stanley talk about all these comic book stories that just start blurring together, and they're kind of bland and meh by the time he's at the other end of them.
Yeah. And then their sitcom comes out in fall called Satan and Stan.
Isn't there a Mystery Science Theater bit
where
Crow sells his soul to Stan instead of Satan.
Yes, it's the episode Where the Fish Lives.
Oh, nice. That makes sense.
I forget the name of the actual movie. What is the...
Touch of Satan.
Touch of Satan, that's it. That's
moisturizes
right.
as it washes.
Yeah.
So
poor Stan Lee, he just wants to live out his final days in
seriously.
Peace.
Oh, gosh. Are you, you drinking anything interesting? Because I am not.
I'm drinking Smithwick's, or however you pronounce it.
Smithwick's. You're Irish, bro. Get
yeah, whatever.
Shit together.
Smithwick's.
My God.
Well, it's spelled out like Smith.
Yeah, it is. God. How many times have you heard me order that from a place? Get it right.
Well, yeah, I hear it. I don't ever see it spelled out.
It's throwing me.
Jeez. It's throwing me for a loop. But it's, it's an Irish red ale. It's leftover from St. Patrick's Day. Because Mom got a ton of them. And so I'm drinking one of those.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started into our movie diving, speaking of movies, I have a random thing.
Okay,
that I
want to
get off my chest.
Thing?
Because if I don't, I might explode. Because I feel a little dirty.
Okay.
As a Tolkien fan, especially.
Uh-huh.
And that's... Jamie and I are, like, rewatching the Lord of the Rings. But we rewatched the first one, Fellowship, on Netflix, which is the regular version. And I think, as a movie experience, the theatrical version is better than the extended edition.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. It's been forever since I've seen any of the theatrical versions.
It was weird because I was like, where that was an extended scene. I totally forgot which ones were.
Yeah.
Like them leaving, like all talking before they leave, and Frodo's like, which way's Mordor, left or right? That's like extended edition. I was like, what? We missed what? Like that one threw me. I totally thought that was
Yeah, because it's so small.
Yeah.
You're like, why would they cut that?
Yeah. The only thing they should have kept in was, like, the giving of the gifts from Galadriel. That's...
Yeah.
Especially, like, the cloaks. At least keep that part in. But I really, really appreciate how they can take three chapters of just slog backstory and make us
the council?
Interested. Yeah, no, like, like the beginning of Fellowship. Like, the first three chapters are just, like... You know, Shadows of the Past is like in the unexpected or the long expected party and stuff. And it's just like it takes forever to get through.
They're in the Shire for a long time.
And I just really appreciate how concise the movie is at giving us the information we need, especially as an audience that doesn't know what the hell all of this is, and keeping us interested to keep the plot moving.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Gandalf calls off to Minas Tirith, and now he's back. How long he was gone doesn't matter. He's back now.
But Mia's like, I know the map, you know?
Right.
That's fucking months and months.
Yeah.
And in the book, it's like 15 years of him going back and forth. It's crazy to think about.
Yeah, because Frodo doesn't actually leave.
Because he's 33. For the long-expected party, because that's, like, the coming-of-age age for a hobbit.
Right.
And that's,
and then
it's like, special because...
Yeah.
And then he's 50 when he leaves.
Yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, because he's the same age as Bilbo is when he leaves for his journey,
exactly.
Right, which was 50.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, long time in the books.
Yeah.
Long time.
And there's, like, certain cuts and stuff that work really well that I remember things are in between those cuts from the extended. Like, them talking to Haldir on the, like, treetops. Like, the way in the, like, theatrical release, it goes from Gimli and this kind of moment of, like, oh, we're getting captured by the elves. And the score kind of, like, reflects the kind of tension. And it jumps back up into this beautiful, they're going up the tree. To Galadriel, and the way that score kind of cuts into that is really, like, pleasing, but if you put that scene in the middle of it, that score has to taper and wait for that uprise, and it just doesn't, like, it was very appealing for whatever reason in the non-extended edition. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But there's...
Yeah, the extended version is the one you watch when you want all the nerdy shit.
Like, I want to see a glimpse of the gaffer, you know? Like, we don't need that, but I want to see it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm really realizing and appreciating the editing work done in that trilogy more than ever. And I don't know, I feel a little dirty.
That's fine. I told you I agree. It's like you said, it's a better viewing experience probably.
Yeah.
That not watching 4.5 hours of the same movie.
It's true. Like, and it's like
But I did it with my girlfriend and she loved it.
Oh, so, yeah. I love the extended editions. Don't get me wrong. But and it was like Blu-ray. Like quality nice. On Netflix, and I'm so used to those old like box set DVDs, you know, and it makes it's like a huge difference.
We got I have the Blu-ray extended editions, nice. So you know I'm chilling.
Fuck you.
Yeah. speaking of Blu-ray, I got the Blu-ray version of The Last Jedi, nice. And then I downloaded that app or whatever to get it digitally so that I could watch the score only version of the movie. And so I did that, but then just skipped ahead to the throne room fight scene and then just watched that.
Maybe it was my favorite scene in Star Wars, period.
It's the best fight scene, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
It's for sure. I just like seeing how different their, like, fighting styles are. And I liked seeing how Rey can only fight one person, and she's kind of struggling with him. And then, but Kylo's fighting three dudes at the same time. And they know to team up on him.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, I do like that. It's subtle. It's show, not tell, you know? Like, showing who's been training at this for a long time. And I like how just...
Because Rey's just swinging wildly at one point. Like, and the Praetorian Guard's, like, not even trying to guard it or, like, dodge out of the way. She's just swinging in front of her.
Uh-huh. And then there's Kylo, who's exacting in his movement to the point where it's almost like you can't predict what he's going to do next, but it's like vicious. And when he stabs them with that lightsaber, the sound it makes is just so satisfying.
Unless you're watching the score only version, that's then true. It makes no sound.
That's true.
But yeah, it's great.
Nice.
Great. It makes it seem like really space because there's no sound in space because it's a vacuum.
That's true.
So.
And you're watching it from space the entire time.
Yeah. And you're just like, I just have my iPod buds in while I'm watching this space. Yeah, it's pretty good. Speaking of Star Wars and other things that are great and nerdy, we're taking our podcast in a slightly different direction. We both have movie passes now, Chris.
Yeah.
So we're going to be watching a lot more movies and probably going to be doing some more review-like episodes because we've noticed a trend of, we've been doing a lot of topical things, which is great. But hey, we both have movie passes. Let's watch some more movies and do reviews. And within that, we can still talk about topical things as well, obviously, like we did with Black Panther.
It's true.
So we both saw this past week Ready Player One. So as usual, when we do review things, we're going to be talking non-spoilery section, just a general, our thoughts on the movie as a whole, and then we'll go into spoiler territory, for the second bit, and then we'll bring it back, for Weapon of the Week, and that'll round up the podcast this week.
What if I watched Ready Player Two?
Ooh, then you watched the, what's that company that makes the... They made like Atlantic Rim or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. The all the like almost sounds like the actual version. That end up being like Netflix like streaming
straight to streaming.
Yeah. Asylum, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Asylum the production films. Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch the Asylum film version of the movie.
Damn it.
Or the Indian version of the movie.
Oh my god.
The Bollywood version.
I'd watch that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, have you seen the, like, Bollywood, like, there's GIFs and videos that you can look up on the internet of, like, the Bollywood versions of Star Wars and Avengers and stuff, and it's amazing. And, like, the Avenger ones are great, because there's, like, Wonder Woman and Captain America and Spider-Man, like, all in the same thing.
Awesome.
Which at one point, there were three, the, you know, Spider-Man wasn't part of Marvel yet cinematic universe. So, like, they just took all three.
Like, fuck it.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, we saw Ready Player One. So, first off, non-spoilery general thoughts.
Okay.
On the movie. I liked it, actually. it was a good time. I saw it with my girlfriend. We both enjoyed it. And it wasn't, I will say this for the non-spoiler part, if you haven't seen this movie yet and you're kind of, you're worried, oh man, it's just going to be a cluster of a bunch of, you know, references and homages to other things. It definitely does have that, but it's not as in your face as I was worried it was going to be. Because I was definitely on that side of things as well.
Absolutely.
And I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't as in your face as I thought it was going to be.
And it works in the context of what's going on.
Yes.
Like, a world's developed where it makes sense to have all this, like, jamming together. And the plot revolves around why all of those things would really be in the forefront. So it works, and some of it's actually really cool, like how they do, specifically the second key, as much as I hated it. Like, I was like, I don't know how they're doing this so well. We'll talk about that.
There was a few times when I was like, oh, they, like, mention it, and then it's, like, irrelevant.
Yeah.
Or they mention it and it is relevant, but it's not in a look at that thing. It's fucking, you know, Megazord.
There was only one time I kind of groaned at it, because at one point the two characters, they, like, try to outdo each other with what they know about the pop culture of, like, the designer of the Oasis, you know? Like,
right, oh, this was his favorite. I know what part you're talking about.
No, but this was his favorite band.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay. Luckily, that didn't go on very long, but it was just like, oh my god. Like, it was weird because it was probably a realistic conversation, but, like, we as the audience didn't seem included, you know?
No.
I was just like, hello, there's a movie happening.
Movie? Hello?
Exactly. And there was, I'll say the specific things in the spoiler section, because I was delighted. There's two things from my childhood that were in the same shots. And I was like, I never expected these two things to be in the same shots of the same movie. So that was kind of cool. But yeah.
Yeah. I will say, as far as visually, it's very cool. Like, the special effects and things like that. It's quite spectacular.
At points, like, too much. There's so much happening on the screen.
Yeah, there's a lot happening sometimes where it's like seizure-inducing almost to a point. Which is funny because they make a joke about that in the movie.
Right.
So that's kind of funny. Let's see, what else? Characters were
all right. Pretty good. Especially in the Oasis, I feel like they were more charming in the Oasis. Outside, they... Like, especially the main character, he was just a slab of white, bland dude. Like, I just...
Yeah, which I think is the point,
I guess,
to an extent, because it's the whole, what is, you know, people are choosing to spend more of their time in this virtual world, because that's where they can be whatever they can be. And even the female lead, she's more comfortable in, you know, she even says at one point, like, oh, this isn't who, you know, I'm not... very good at this stuff in real life sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of like the point is like, you'd much rather see them in their avatars because that's where they're confident. At the beginning of the movie, he says that. It's like, true. Oh, it's what makes you confident.
That's true.
Because you can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. You can be huge. You can be small. You can be an alien. You can...
Yeah.
Whatever. You can have a sweet hairstyle or change that hairstyle. Doesn't matter. Whatever. you can be a chick. You can be a dude. You can be a dinosaur.
A plant.
Yeah. At one point, there was like a Hello Kitty walking around. It's fine. It's like, I think whoever chooses to be that, whatever.
At one point, there's like a semi, like tall for sure, but semi-normal looking armored body, but with like an emoji flat head.
Yeah, like hell? Dead mouse, yeah. Sort of thing. Yeah.
And yeah. I'm very curious because I caught a lot. I am very curious as to how much I fucking missed.
Well, I was telling Kayla, my girlfriend, afterwards, I was like, I gotta go watch Mr. Sunday's Easter egg video on this because I saw how long it was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like 35 minutes long or something because there's just so much packed into it.
Yeah.
You know, so because even the trailers for this movie were like, holy shit, those trailer reviews of the Easter eggs for him,
yeah,
must have been, he would have had to go frame by fucking frame because, yeah, of how much shit's going on.
Too much in the trailers, honestly. There was a couple things, yeah, that I was like, oh, they shouldn't have revealed that because that kind of plays, you know.
Yeah,
but sure. Overall, I think Me Too, I really enjoyed myself. Like, it was very entertaining and fun. If it did feel like fun Spielberg, you know,
yeah,
kind of good blockbuster stuff. There was definitely some themes that were like, and they were trying to really portray that just totally didn't work, I don't think.
There, I would agree that
there was
the message that they were going for could have done it better.
Yeah, there was like a little bit of charm in a nugget of that message, but like there were so many conflicting themes happening at some point where you're like, you're trying to say one thing, but you have certain characters doing another thing, but you're like saying that that's okay, but it's actually conflicting with this other thing you're trying to get across. And
also the Oasis is just cool.
Yeah.
So
it ends up kind of being really muddy at the end, but we'll talk about that for sure.
Yeah.
And I will preface this by, I probably am going to sound like I hate this movie because I've tried thinking about it, which was a mistake because as soon as you start like digging, it kind of comes apart. But
yeah, this is a movie you just watch, yeah, to be entertained.
Just watch and have fun and walk away. Like,
yeah, because it is really fun.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And Spielberg does a good job of making kind of tense moments, even in a fun type movie where I know, like, I kind of know where this is all going, you know?
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah,
that's good. Although it is odd that he directed this because I feel like he's so good at like the slow burn, you know, a lot of the times, like think Jaws or Jurassic Park, where the action gets escalated as you go, but it's just insanity from like the first moment. Like the intro scene where you're,
yeah,
being introduced to the Oasis and it's going through all this stuff and it's just like, oh my God, it's already crazy.
I feel like this is much more of like a James Gunn film.
Yeah.
Who does like, you know, Guardians.
Yeah.
Than a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
But
anything, yeah, else?
There was one thing that I really hated, which we'll get to in spoilers, because it's like the big thing.
Okay.
That would spoil the whole, like, the end of the movie, basically,
yeah,
if I said it. But that was one part I was like, fucking A. Like, damn. Okay, of course.
Now, there's,
sure,
a few,
fine,
things I was,
whatever,
bothered with towards the end, especially. Anything else for non-spoilery so we can stop saying that thing that we hated and that other thing and the things that cross,
yeah,
over other things?
Score was good. If you like 80s music,
oh, yeah,
or,
true,
retro sort of 8-bit style music or whatever. Not really 8-bit style, but like, you know, that retro arcadey feel,
yeah,
music. There's a lot of that too. And then just like 80s songs as well. Then you'll like this. You'll like the score to this movie.
True.
And that's probably it.
Definitely made for gamers. Like,
definitely made for like nerds. There was a person sitting next to me that was that dude that when something came up on the screen, it's like, that's Tracer. Oh, it's Goro. Oh, it's, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up. We know it's, we can see it as well. Like, thank you.
You don't need to say the goddamn references.
Yeah. And at one point he awkwardly like touched my elbow. Ugh. It was very weird. Yeah. And I was like, this is my right hand. This is my right. You, the right arm of yours chair is your, that's your space. Get off of my right arm. All right.
Is that the,
do etiquette? You not know the movie? Yeah. You didn't know this? Ooh. Movie theater etiquette. The right, your right arm is your, that's the one that's yours.
So I feel like, if you're sitting on the very, very, I guess, left, if you're looking at the screen, you just, you got the hookups. Cause ain't no one to your left.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
And the right's yours.
Yep.
Wow. Except for those, like, just, yeah. Except for those big theaters with like lounge chairs where it's just like you got,
they're all separated. Yeah. Yeah. Like, AMCs, a lot of AMCs have those. Yeah.
Some Regals.
Some Regal, Regals. Like Edwards.
Yeah.
It's gotta be an Edwards. But it's cool that now I can be picky as far as like what movie theater I want to go to because I have Movie Pass. Where it's like we can, you know, I can look at all, we can look at all the show times and stuff and be like, well, it's playing here, but it's playing at a similar time here, and that's an, like, that's an Edwards, so it's gonna have the nice chairs and we can pick our own seats and stuff, you know. It's not always like, well, it's at this time and Whittier Village Cinemas is like the cheapest, so, you know, like, yeah, let's do it there.
That's true.
$6 Tuesdays. Now it's like, I don't give a shit. I don't need to go to a matinee. I can go whenever the fuck I please.
We were sitting waiting for the movie to start, and Jamie was, we were talking about A Quiet Place, and both of us, like, hate horror movies. I mean, ugh, we're just too terrified to see them. The fact that we saw Annihilation is amazing. But
is that
she
scary?
Was like, there was legitimately one of the most tense scenes I've ever seen in a movie in that. It's, ooh, like, super haunting. It's more psychological, okay, than anything. It's just like, oh, I, yeah. But she was like, I really want to support John Krasinski, but I don't want to see this. I'm like, just buy it with your movie pass, then don't go. I mean, they still get paid. She's like, oh, true, my God.
Yeah, I was thinking, so, girlfriend and I went to Downtown Disney last night, and we can now use, because, you know, you only get a, you know, 2 hours or whatever for free parking there, and if you get like a dinner validation, you get like an extra hour. Well, movie theater, you get 5 hours if you get validated at the movie theater. Nice. But, you know, you need to purchase a ticket or,
oh,
whatever.
Shit.
Now you just use our movie pass and just use it to get 5 hours free parking at Downtown Disney.
Damn, working the system.
Working that system. Fuck you, Disney.
As you purchase, like, a Disney movie ticket to get free.
Fuck you, Disney. Here's free money that I'm not even going to, like, you know,
yeah,
spend my time on.
Somebody else is paying for it. It's not my money. I mean, it's my money because I'm paying for the pass, but
yeah,
fuck you. I
it
do
really
I
doesn't. It makes just, it just makes me feel better about,
yeah,
it.
No, absolutely.
But anyway, should we go into spoiler territory here?
Yeah. So you have been warned. Spoilers are coming up, and they are starting right now. No. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
I got it. No, I got it. It was the song. The song. At the. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess Van Halen doesn't like translate.
Yeah.
Which I had an issue with when that song starts playing. Because it's like halfway through, it's like in an awkward point in the production, like logos, and it's like kind of starting the movie, and then it randomly starts. There's no, like, image to start it off on. It's just, like...
Right.
It's not on the Here's logo the song. Or anything.
Here's the song you knew was gonna be in this movie.
And it's just, like, you know? Like, it's just randomly starting, and it was, like, surprising. Like, okay. But it was still the black screen before, like, it jumped into an image, you know?
Yeah,
But anyway.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I favorite part of the movie. Let me just get it out there right now.
Do it.
Or at least the not maybe not my favorite part of the movie, but like the reference I appreciated the most was and I forgot my love of like monster trucks. And then they had and I was like, "What? Bigfoot reference?" Like references Bigfoot?
I did
Bigfoot?
See that too.
And
then the T-Rex.
And then yeah, the T-Rex, specifically the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, were in the same shots as they're, like, chasing one another. I'm like, I never thought I'd see this. This is nice.
Yeah. I will say the race was my favorite part of the movie as well.
It was fun. I think I liked...
Just, like, in general, it was really fun, really cool.
Yeah.
It reminded me of... It was like, oh, this is, like, Mario Kart, but, like, all these...
On steroids,
yeah. Yeah. Fucking hundreds of cars,
yeah,
just explosions. King Kong comes from nowhere. The fucking T-Rex, and yeah
I think my favorite part was probably the Shining part, because it was really well done. I thought I was like
yeah, that was really good too.
Taking shots kind of from the movie.
I was like, was that like the is that the actual like person?
Yeah,
is that, did they take that,
especially like the bathroom, like the bathtub?
Yeah,
I was like, is this just part of the actual shots? How are they doing this? Because obviously when she turns, it's now like their stuff. But
right.
And I'm like, oh, please don't show that part. Not my... No, not her.
Well,
not
my part was when he goes up to the elevator, and I was like, oh, man, there's going to be a lot of blood coming out of that. I know it's going to happen. Yep, there it is.
Oh, man. I love that they just, there's no way that even Spielberg can afford Jack Nicholson to just show up.
I know, I was just gonna say, never show Jack Nicholson, though.
Just his legs.
Just his legs and his axe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which brings me to a point I wanted to make, and that's, it's blaringly obvious, at points, that they couldn't get licensings for certain things, because it's like, there's no way... there wouldn't be 15 people at all times on the screen that had a lightsaber. Like, that would,
oh,
that would
no,
be
Oh, no, for sure. I was like, there's no Jedis.
Yeah.
There's no Nintendo things.
No. And it's just like, those would... Nintendo, Marvel, and Star Wars would be everywhere. And it's nowhere.
Yeah. DC's, like, clamoring for money at this point, so they're like, yeah, have Joker and Batman and Harley Quinn. Like, that's
cool. All the Arkham ones, too, which was weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he got in two little references to Star Wars. They mentioned the Millennium Falcon, which I think is an inside joke, because
obviously
they couldn't really get... Disney had that shit on lockdown, so the character literally asks... him, like, oh, you got one
you
of those?
Have that? Like, he's like, we can. Yeah. He's like, we can get it.
It's funny, because he was in a Star Wars.
He was in a Star Wars, and Steven Spielberg directed one,
almost
right?
Directed Return of the
Almost
Jedi.
Directed one.
But, was buds with Lucas? If Lucas was still in ownership.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There would have been so many
basically
Star Wars.
It would have been a Star Wars movie. But then there was a TIE fighter sound at one point. When they're all waiting in line to go into, like, the dance, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And all those ships are, like, waiting to go in. There's, like, a blare by, like, TIE fighter sound. And I was like, oh, I don't see one, but...
I wish there was a perfect opportunity to have, like, a Sonic reference, like, before the race. Like, oh, how are we gonna win this race? And then it would have been like, oh, you gotta go fast. You know, the missed opportunity.
Or at any point during the race, you're too slow.
You're too slow. Or just him eating a chili dog.
Yeah.
You know.
Just randomly.
Power up. I really like how they do vehicles, how they can just, like, shrink them and, like, put them in their pocket or whatever, and then, like, toss them out. That was really cool.
That was cool.
Sweet reference to Akira. I was probably, like, the only one in the theater that got that reference. Probably not. There's a lot of people in the theater. Or Akira, if you want to, like, be Japanese about it.
I was disappointed in terms of...
Oh, and there was no Pokemon either.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think there'd be a lot of Pokemon running around.
I was disappointed in terms of references. I totally thought he was... at the end, when Krennic... I'm going to call him Krennic the entire time. Turns into, like, Mega Godzilla. I legitimately thought he was turning into the Green Ranger's dragon.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit, like, old school Green Ranger, too.
If he was going to do that, Chris, he would have had to whip out the flute. You know that. He didn't whip out any flute. Yeah. If he would have whipped out that flute, then he would have known it would have been on. Like Donkey Kong, which he's not in this movie, by the way. Yeah.
There is a Kong.
There is a Kong. The King of Kongs. But
is he King of all the Kongs? Is it like a fife of Kongs?
He's Donkey Kong's long-lost uncle or some shit. I don't know.
He's one?
Yeah.
Hell of a guy.
Hell of a guy. This episode's going to get taken down now. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Well, some of my favorite references... For a second, I thought there was a really cool reference at the... when they first introduced Planet Doom and its... H, that's her name, right?
Yeah.
Shooting, like, his gun, and it's, like, the Halo gun. But for a second, I thought, like, it was just what my mind wanted to see, I think. I saw the assault rifle from Mass Effect in his hands. Man.
There was really and I no been like, Mass Effect references, which was a bummer.
There wasn't.
I thought we were seeing Asari walking around for sure.
Yeah. Or, like, the Normandy fly-in or something.
There was the Serenity, which was sweet, from Firefly.
There was. There was. Let's see. Some of my... There was, I mean...
There's so much.
There's a lot.
So much.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle part was kind of cool when they're, like, all teaming up and beating up people. That was funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Which now I'll ask it at the end when we transition, because I've got questions. Be thinking about them now. What would your avatar look like?
I was thinking this too.
What clothing at least would you be wearing and or weapons? What would your land vehicle be, and what would your space vehicle be?
Land vehicle, space vehicle. Because I'm gonna have two different avatars. Because I've thought about this. I'm gonna have my like. My battle mode avatar, and then just, like, my chilling out avatar.
Okay. We can think about it. We'll come back to it when we're done talking about
space and land vehicle. Yeah. I have to think about, though. Shit. Okay. I think I have a good land one.
The land one was hard, but I have, like, the best one. But anyway. Some problems with the movie. It's like, even just from a light gamer point of view, I think they grossly underestimate how much gamers would tinker with each stage of, like, there's no way. How long did he say it was at the beginning of the movie that the competition started? Like, was it 5 years or 5 months?
I think it was I don't think it was years.
Okay, but still, it would have been 3 days.
It was a while.
Yeah. It would have been 3 days, and someone would have figured out the backing up thing. Because, like, think of all the people who have figured out how to beat Ocarina of Time in, like, 27 seconds. You know?
No, what it is, you know, it's any... No, not it would be not even because of that reason. Any 2D side-scrolling game, when you first start the level... Before you go right, you always go left. to get the secret K for Donkey Kong or whatever, you know. You always go left first.
So someone would have backed up just to see what would happen. Someone would have driven around slowly, dicking around back there. Guaranteed. There's no way that, especially the first one. Maybe the you can argue the second one would have been harder because you actually had to figure out the clue and stuff. But there's no way.
And you're scared.
Someone would have been dicking around, not been dicking around, trying to figure that out.
Yeah, no, for sure. It would have been. It would have been one day.
Yeah.
It would have been the first race. Especially, like, three people would have done it.
Especially if you have, let's say there's, it's the future and, like, overpopulation seems to be a bad thing. So it's like, let's say there's 8 to 9 billion people on the planet in this universe. Mm-hmm. Even if half of them, because it's surely more than half, it looks like.
It looks like everyone got some gloves. It looks like almost everyone's
playing this game. But let's just be generous and say that half of everybody is playing this game. That's like 4.5 billion people. There's no way one person would have, like, not backed up just to see what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that where it's like, you mean to tell me that those archives were full of people when the game first started and nobody figured that out? Like, no...
Bullshit.
No one figured it out? Yeah.
Yeah. So that... There was little things like that that bothered me that it's just like, this is... And even just... I don't know. It almost, I mean, it feels like an old non-video game playing white grandpa. Like, this is what he thinks video games are, you know, like, in some respects. Because
Steven Spielberg is probably a non-video game playing white grandpa.
So, it in some respects, it does feel like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, another reference that would have been made, but it's Nintendo. Somebody's gloves would have been power gloves. It just...
Yeah.
Somebody would have had power gloves.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
But in terms of, like, I think one of the biggest problems I had from, like, a filmmaking standpoint was there was a lot of narration that told us something, and then in the course of the movie, we find that out, too. So it's, like, not... Just show, don't tell us. You don't need the narrator. You know, like, mm-hmm. I get it. He's going into the Oasis. Like, that whole first thing where he's, like, talking about everything. It's like, we don't really need you narrating. Because I see you live in the slums.
You can go to Sports World. You can go to...
I get it.
Like, we get it. You can go anywhere. Yeah.
And, like, the way he's walking through the slums to get to his, like, little place to go into the Oasis. Like, I could see... I could see his living situation. I could see that he's going in the Oasis. I don't need to be told, oh, he's going into the Oasis now. Like, you know?
Yeah. There was or a when lot it's of like, that. Or when it's like, oh, not everybody's got the thing he's running on, whatever the hell he calls it. Like, just show him running on that thing, and we'll get that it's like a special board thing that you run on.
Yes, exactly.
Which, I'm going to need one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
So I can play Skyrim or whatever. Or hopefully the next Elder Scrolls by the time that happens.
Jesus Christ. It also bothered me that he, like, passed a window and this lady was, like, in the Oasis, but, like, stripping, you know, on a stripper pole. I'm like, she's from poverty? I don't think her fantasy is to do that thing is typically associated with poverty, you know?
Why isn't she the one watching the strippers?
Yeah, right?
Why is she choosing, like, the strip?
She was making it rain.
I want to see you strip!
She was making it rain. That would have been funnier because it's like, oh, that's. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, how does Night's Watch guy fit in his suit? Isn't he, like, way bigger than that guy?
Right.
Than the kid?
Yeah, right. And why. If you're going into battle and you know, like, you're trying to claim the Oasis, why would you put the suit on and feel the pain that you're receiving?
Right. Like, I feel like that suit is less good. Like, is not as good as just not having one.
Like, I get it for if you want a full kind of tactile experience, but if, like, the Oasis is on the line and you know, oh, we're definitely going to be in this huge battle, maybe I shouldn't wear this.
so I don't get kicked in the nuts and then end down for ever. Like, if I want to get a handy, I'll put that suit on. Which is basically what that chick does.
Oh my god, yeah, like, it was like glowing and stuff. I'm like, this is really awkward.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one part I did not like about this movie, was the love story and how, like, it escalates so quickly. And I was like, damn, already? Okay, like, cool. Like, I guess they're in love now.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They don't really get a lot of screen time together before that happens. I'm totally okay with them falling in love in, like, this virtual reality world. I'm totally okay with that.
Right, because that, like, fits the theme.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they meet in real life, and he's like, just, I'm not disappointed, you know, in case you were wondering, let's make out right now.
Yeah, no, he's, like, caressing her face and, like, about... Like,
yeah, it's super cringy.
Whoa, slow down, like, my dude.
Yeah, right.
And it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I'm ugly in real life, but it's like, no, you're not. You're like not a supermodel. You're cute and you have a very acceptable birthmark on your face. Like,
yeah, it's kind of badass, honestly. Like, if anything,
it's not like some gross any thing sort I can't of look at. You know,
yeah, any sort of eye scarring is badass. So yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah,
but okay. Alright, let's talk about the thing I hated the most about the movie, okay. Which is, it has the biggest deus ex machina that I've ever seen in a movie in recent memory. Which is, oh, that coin that the butler gave me that I haven't looked at this whole time, by the way, which no video gamer would not look at an item that they were just given by an NPC.
Especially when the NPC's like, take it, like...
Yeah. No, please have it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's just an extra life, so when the world blows up, like, he's still there. It's cool. And when that happened, I was like, oh my god. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, of course.
Everyone in the movie theater was like, oh, extra life. And I was like, yeah, no fucking shit. You think you would have looked at that already? Like,
I knew that. I'm like, I knew the coin was coming into play at some point, but
yeah.
When he revealed it, I'm like, oh my god. But I was, you know, it's just one of those things. I was so, at that point, already needing to suspend my disbelief. I was just like, okay. Like,
right.
And it does turn into video game Willy Wonka. Like, 100%. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what this is. It's video game Willy Wonka.
It's video game Willy Wonka. Oh, you passed the test. Of not signing the piece of paper.
Another test, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And let me be this kind of, like, figure you adore and have this wisdom, and I'm really just this loner. I didn't have any friends as a kid.
Yeah. I feel like the movie should have ended by him accidentally pressing the button. That would have been hilarious. Another part I didn't like at the end was when Krennic sees him crying and decides not to shoot him.
Right?
And nobody, this mass of people, and this one old dude with a handgun gets through all of these people that could easily just, like, someone, like, five people, when he walks into the middle of the crowd, could come up behind him and tackle him, and right? Then it'd be fine.
Yeah. And, yeah, it really bothered me, because the entire time he's showcased as someone who doesn't care about the Oasis or pop culture or any of that stuff. But then he's kind of, like, enamored by this contest being won by somebody. And he sees, like you said, Krennic sees him crying. And he's like, oh, wow. He has this, like, look on his face. He's like, wow. That is, what?
He should have been just like, bang, bang. It's mine now.
Like, great, you won, but you're dead. So who cares?
Yeah. Mine.
I
saw it first.
Yeah. Especially after the fact that, I mean, he blew up a whole building of people, and then stop short there, like, it doesn't make sense. And what is going on in the real world? It is just batshit crazy. Because there is law enforcement, but, like, corporations...
Yeah, right? The police show up. Well, at one point he references, like, call the police at the beginning of the movie when he gets punched in the face.
Right. That's right.
And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, because I'm sure the police are, like, the most stand-up people in this world.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. But then they show up, and they're actual police officers that, like, do their job. And I'm just like, oh, I guess he could have just, like, called the police. Why haven't they done that yet?
Why ha- if everyone's watching them in this world, can he, like, hey, officers, like, we're literally in this van in trouble. Like, he calls out to the people in his hometown, but he should have been,
yeah, because it's not like the thing that they were doing is illegal.
Yeah.
Because it would have been one thing, like, oh, we can't call the cops, because then we'll just get caught or whatever. Yeah,
but
it's literally just them playing the game
legally,
because everyone plays the game. Yeah.
It's, the corporation is doing a lot of illegal things, and, like, it's just batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, so I don't get that part.
There's, like, a bunch of people that have, like, the mobile version just in the streets. That's just chaos. They're just running around. Like, it shows...
Punching wildly.
It shows, like, where you move in the real world is where you move in the Oasis. So, like, how it... Are there just people flooding the streets all the time, like, wandering aimlessly? Like, it's just insanity.
Right. Like, everyone should get one of those, you know, treadmill things.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, so there was a lot of plot holes. Typical Spielberg movie, yeah, honestly.
And there was, like, I did have a problem with the theme not landing, because the theme kind of ended up being, you gotta live in the real world to really experience real life. Like, that was the whole...
Reality is real!
Yeah. But he gets all his friends and his, like, girlfriend from the virtual reality.
Right.
And, like... The antagonist is 100% steeped in that real world. So, like...
Yeah, he cares about real world things, yeah, like money and, like, real
not
money.
Not good things, granted, but...
Yeah.
Still. So it should have been the themes of, like, goodness transcends the real world or virtual world.
Not to mention, you can buy real world things, right, with the virtual money. Because
he buys
the suit with virtual movie, with virtual money.
So
I'm living in that fucking Oasis all the time.
Can you just work in there and, like, make a living? Can you, like, order a pizza via the Oasis?
Yeah, because, well, those people order pizza and it gets dropped off by a drone thing,
yeah,
or whatever. And that could just be, like, how they deliver pizza, which is cool. But, yeah, it just seems like, oh... You know what? I'll just go out, I'll do the money grinding thing, like in any video game, yeah, where I sell a bunch of useless shit at a merchant, get money, and then I'll buy, like, a new TV or food or whatever. You know, we don't know how much you can actually buy with fake money, but it seems like you can get one of the most expensive things on the market, which is a new suit. With, yeah, virtual money, which if you just work hard enough in the virtual world, you'd be able to get.
Yeah.
And what does that corporation get for it? Nothing? Because it's virtual money?
Right.
That you just grind it out?
Like,
maybe you can only buy things related to the game with the virtual money, even if they're real world items, but...
Yeah, that was bothering me.
Even,
too.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, if you start really examining the theme, it becomes
also
a problem.
Does this Oasis world not have a banking system like any other video game does? Because then zeroing out wouldn't be a big deal. You can, yeah, just put it in your bank.
I guess purposefully they wouldn't have a banking system, so there would be real consequences if you died. I guess.
Sure.
I guess I can get on board with that, but... Yeah, that's...
But you could just scavenge and get money, because that's all he waits when he's driving. He sits in the back because he waits for other people to explode, yeah, in front of him, yeah, to collect their money.
But.
Which, by the way, I'm going to that fucking...
I was just going to say that.
World after the world blows up.
Whoever's smart enough to get the hell back in there and just start collecting all the shit. Because that's just literally almost everybody and all of their stuff they've had for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did like...
But it made me go, man, I want VR. Like, I want this to be real. Yeah. That'd be so cool.
Like, conceptually, super cool. Super cool. I would literally just be hanging out in the Lord of the Rings world, though. Like, all the time. I would not have even known this whole thing would have happened. Because I would have been just, like, traveling through Bree
in the
Land
Shire
or something.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even, like, realize this all was happening. I don't give a shit about this contest. Like, mm-hmm. Which I guess leads us, Patrick, to
what our avatars
what
would
our
be.
Avatars would be. So what
slash where I feel like another question would be like, where would you put your player home? Which you already answered.
Yeah, that's
I suppose.
No problem. Middle Earth.
No
not even a question.
Problem. Yeah, I probably would too.
I'd be spending a lot of time, don't get me wrong, I'd be spending a long time in like the Star Wars universe as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so avatars. Is that where we're going to now? Is that the question?
So okay. I would definitely have like Han Solo's pants.
Oh, well, before we get into this.
Okay.
Ready Player Fun or Ready Player Dumb?
Ready Player Fun, I think.
Ready Player Fun, yeah. Because that we're switching up from worst movie ever to best.
That's true.
Best movie ever and worst movie ever to Ready Player Fun or Ready Player Dumb. For this episode.
So Han Solo's pants with holster.
Okay.
Aragorn's jacket. Like that, the ranger, like, black jacket. Like, trench coat, almost.
Oh, man, you're mixing and matching.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Hylian shield on my back.
Okay.
And, probably a lightsaber, let's face it. I'm not gonna not have a lightsaber.
Yeah, I didn't even think about weapons and shit either. I was just thinking strictly fashion.
And then my casual self would just be a hobbit.
Cool.
Fishing.
Cool, cool. Okay, I could definitely think of a couple weapons. Let me think of that'd be cool. That'd be cool. Okay. All right. So my casual when I'm just wanting to be a regular guy in a blue jumpsuit, my avatar would just be Mike Nelson. Like,
hell yeah.
I was thinking between that or just like Tom Servo. I would just be Tom Servo.
Hovering around.
Yeah, hovering around would also be cool. But, so battle mode. Oh, we should probably pick gamer tags, too, or whatever.
I do like his password ended in 69, and...
I did like that.
The entire theater, when he said it out loud, because we spot, like, Jamie's like, I think his password ends in 69, but when they said it out loud, like, the whole theater was like... And
yeah,
by far my favorite moment of the movie, because of the theater's reaction to this seemingly, like...
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Avatars, oh man.
Okay, so my battle mode would be John Marston black trench coat.
Nice.
For getting all the 100%ing the game.
Nice.
You're
not gonna go Clint with, Poncho?
No, I don't think it's more bad the black trench coat
That's
is
true.
You know fucking black trench That's coat. True. But I'd have Clint Eastwood's hat.
Oh yeah.
Have Clint Eastwood hat. And then I'd have a sniper rifle from Mass Effect, the ones that fold, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Unfold, because those are just cool.
Yeah.
And then I'd also have claw or whatever, long claw.
Oh, okay.
Jon Snow's sword.
Yeah.
Because that's cool. And then what would my name be? Oh, jeez.
You think of that. I'll say my space vehicle first. It's very obvious. X-Wing all the time. Like, it's not
a question. I got one, too. The Ebon Hawk, please.
Oh, hell yeah. I almost think of that, too. But I was like, nah, I gotta...
I was like, ooh, Ebon Hawk or Kylo Ren's ship? Because Kylo Ren's ship's real cool, too.
I like the, like...
Or just this... Oh, but you know what? I don't know. Slave 1.
Oh, shit.
I think I'd have to go Slave 1, actually. I'm thinking about it.
Landing's a bitch.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah, it is. My ground vehicle, though.
Uh-huh.
Made some thought. Like, would it be a Jurassic Park Jeep? I mean, it's definitely the vehicle from Mad Max with the guitar player on top of it.
Oh, it comes with
it
guitar
comes
guy?
Comes with the guitar guy.
Oh, shit.
Just everywhere I go, just burn. Just fire coming out of it.
Oh, man. Oh, I really like Mad Max's jacket, too. Kind of did that. I'm just thinking of, like, all the things I'd want to collect.
Yeah, exactly.
In the game.
Just switch it up all the time, basically.
Okay, well, my land vehicle would be Roach. Because he's magical. But he's a special horse, Chris. He's magical.
That's true.
He can get up on roofs and fly around and stuff because glitches or whatnot.
It comes great. With the glitches.
Yeah, it comes with the glitches.
Oh my god. How many 69s would be in your gaming tag?
I would have a lot of X's and 420s in my name.
I think I would just keep it with like my basically my PlayStation tag, and then just Z Rosdauer.
Yeah, my PSN name is. Yeah, I think I'd. Well, it's just too long, so I don't think I'd be able to do it. It's like Tom Servo has Mrixel. Oh man, I mean, I can't get away from the Pat Lap, dude. It's just so good. It's just so good. I can't. Just everything I have now is just Pat Lap.
Yeah, I like it.
It's really good. That or like Puss Slayer 69. Oh my god.
Oh my god. But if you want to join us in this, be sure to go to theportport.com. That's the PRTEPRT.com. And you can contact us from there or in the description as well. We have links to our Twitter and all that good stuff. And you can tell us what your avatar would look like and what vehicles you would have in your Oasis life. And you can also tell us what your weapon of the week is. And Patrick, what is your what is weapon of the week? Sing it first.
Well, Chris, when you're surrounded by zombies and the future looks bleak, it's time to pull out your weapon of the week and then say a cool catchphrase. That's our add-on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. weapon of the week is every week you think about the last thing you watched. Whether or played or read or listened to or whatever, and if it had a weapon in it, and that weapon is now your weapon to use against a zombie apocalypse, and then we've also added what your catchphrase would be if you were to use that weapon. And so I went first last week, so Chris, I'm gonna pass it on to you. Or it seems like your catchphrase is really good, so I'm gonna go first again.
Oh, now there's a lot of pressure.
Let's talk about some fan mail submissions first. Jake submitted
Jake's
this week,
back.
And he said, Jake's back. Back again. He says the last game he played was Dungeons & Dragons.
Hell yeah.
And so his weapon of the week would be the ability to transform into any animal, because he plays a druid.
Sick.
You can transform into an animal. And his catchphrase would be, "You can't handle the beast." It's pretty good.
I like it.
It's pretty good. Really gets to the point. my weapon of the week this week is obviously nostalgia. Go back to the way things were. The things that we used to love. Remembering the days before there were zombies, Chris. Think about better times. Simpler times. I don't know how it would work as a weapon.
Just stop the zombies and be like, hey.
Hey, remember when you weren't a zombie? Remember how great that was when you didn't want to eat me?
And yeah, I feel like distracted, I'd be able to use it. Someone comes out of nowhere, you can't handle the beast. And just starts
as a wolf or whatever. And then my catchphrase would be, back in my day, you stayed dead.
Sound like the crotchetiest, like, NPC in a zombie game ever.
Yeah. Back in my day, you stayed dead.
Every time you get near him, he says that, and you're just like, shut the hell up.
God, and he's right at the entrance of the town, so every time I walk into town, I hear it.
Back in my...
Stay a while.
And then there's, like, mods that make him say it less, you know?
Yeah. Or just not at all. He's just out of the game completely.
Yeah. My weapon of the week is definitely... Mm-hmm. Bigfoot. I'm driving this massive monster truck, the biggest truck that you could have, and there's really only one thing you could say when you have like huge wheels on your truck, extended bed and all that kind of stuff. There's only one thing you could say as you're squishing zombies in front of you. Look at my small penis.
I have the smallest dick. Pretty good.
So
it's pretty good.
I'm overcompensating as I'm going.
I have small man syndrome. Oh man, that's good. That's good. Oh, that's real good.
I think it would at least catch him off guard.
Yeah. Why is he talking about his dick?
Because they always
the brother's
do.
Geek, and we always, have to. Yep. Well, if you want to submit your weapon of the week, as Chris said earlier, go on to theportport.com, find all our social media, and all of that stuff on there as well.
Be sure to leave
also,
us
Also, I want to give a... Yeah, leave us a rating and review. That helps us a lot as well.
It does.
But I want to give a shout-out to Andrew for exposing me to the greatest app of all time called Letterboxd. That's just the D at the end. There's no ED. And it's a, if you are a movie lover like us, then you can go into Letterboxd, make a profile, and you can, like, have lists and rate and review movies and all that, and you can share it with people who you're friends with and follow and stuff. And so I'm thinking, Chris, this is what we do. We should make a Brothers Geek Letterboxd.
Yes.
And, because we're always talking about, like, oh, we should make rankings and brackets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We can do it this way.
Hell yeah.
It has to be movies. But we can have, like, your rankings and my rankings. And then people can follow us on there. And then you can like people's lists.
Nice.
You know, and so we can do the scoring system that way of who's the better nerd.
I like it.
That means you're going to have to watch Harry Potter because we would probably have to do a Harry Potter listing.
I mean, I have watched Harry Potter. It's just, okay.
I haven't seen them in a while, and I've wanted, me and my girl have been talking about doing a Harry Potter marathon.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I like it. Let's do it.
It's going to be weird, though, when the times when we have, like, a very similar list. You know?
Yeah, because my, fine. Like, you post your Star Wars list, mine's exactly the same.
Exactly, yeah, the same? I was going to say, because, well, my number 2, 3, and 4, they could switch around. That's just what I was feeling this morning when I made it.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to stay like that for a bit, because the more I've been thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah.
So.
Last Jedi's the best.
It is. So, yeah. So we can make MCU ones, we can make best Batman movies, you know, best, I don't know, the Star Wars, obviously.
The Star Wars.
Yeah. Best.
That would be
whatever,
good.
You name it. So we should do that.
Hell yeah.
And, but until we get that ready, I mean, our username will probably be The Brothers Geek, but, you know. Who knows? So be on the lookout for that. We'll put it on the site and in the description once that happens. It's not probably going to be in the description of this episode. Just so you know.
Not yet.
But by next week.
Yeah.
When the nicest episode rolls around. So.
Yes.
But until then, I think that's our Geek of the Week, Chris.
I think that is.
All right, so until next time when we review Rampage, I don't know.
Oh, my God. We'll think of something.
Speaking of nostalgia. But this is Patrick signing off.
And Chris.
And we'll see you next week.
Bing, 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 bing. That's going to be in my head all day. God damn it.